flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning. What is it, January 30th?
31st, I believe.
January 31st.
Yeah.
There it is. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
EB, this is your first freebie reminder. Don't forget 106.7 The Fan live tonight. Tally-ho in Leesburg.
That's right. I think I'll remember.
We'll be here. And Jason Bishop will be there.
Yep. Sir, what's up?
Yeah.
You're making an appearance. Tally-ho. That should be a good time tonight.
By the way, all the appearances of late, they're all in Jason's backyard. I mean, Honor Brewing last week.
Yeah, what is going on with
that? Leesburg this week.
Mm-hmm. I did one in Bowie before that.
Okay, but that's not in anybody's backyard. That's like an hour drive from where you live.
All right. Then talk to our guys and tell them to book one in Olney.
Yeah, how about something? It doesn't have to be Olney. How about just Rockville? How about in the state of Maryland?
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
No, I just
maybe
I disagree.
Complaining a little bit.
Sounds like a complaint.
Might be.
I like it 5 minutes from my house.
I know.
You're allowed to complain,
you enjoy that.
You're allowed to complain.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Should be a fun show. It's a sold-out show.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Uncensored. You can work blue.
I wasn't at the last one. I'm pretty sure I was at a volleyball match.
That was in Bethesda.
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I think they've tweaked it because we had about 100 guys on stage at the same time.
I remember the one that I did a couple years before, and I just felt like we were just, I mean, it was just a drunk fest.
Well, I think that's why CK sent out the email prior, basically saying go easy on the pre-gaming.
Well, which I wasn't there last year, so I don't know. It sounded like it got even worse last year.
Right.
Yeah.
My plan is that it's like every other night. I will have one libation during the show and one post-show.
Mm.
I'll be responsible, and I'm good. Good to go.
I think I'll have to one-up you.
Plan.
I'll have to have one pre-game.
Okay.
Maybe one during.
Gotcha.
And then God only knows what after.
Sure. Just be responsible.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Doors open 7 o'clock. The show's going to start at 8 o'clock.
Yes,
so
very good.
Should be a good time tonight. A quick question: Am I a donk for this?
Probably. Probably I'll say it's a blind. Yes.
Now, whose fault is this?
All right.
Yours.
All right. So
yours.
We're the arbiters.
I'm in a different situation as a dad than you guys because Isabella's almost 8. She's still 7. You're not having to deal with this as much. So she's in a lot of activities like most kids are. All of our kids were in a ton of activities. She's on a swim team, practices 3 nights a week, and then sometimes meets on Sundays or Saturdays, sometimes practices. So practices sometimes 4 times a week. So for swim, there's actually a lot of equipment involved. She's got to bring a kickboard. She's got to bring fins.
Okay.
She has to have her goggles. She has to have her cap. She's got to have her bathing suit.
All right.
She has to then, because it's cold, have clothes to put on top of the bathing suit. She also has a swim, kind of a specified jacket they all have. It's not like a team jacket, but it's kind of a thicker thing because you come out, your hair is wet.
Sure.
You don't want to get a cold. Sometimes, on top of that, you got to throw like a cap on or something to cover
EB
the
wants
ears.
To join the swim team. All the layers keeping warm.
So generally, if my kid has homework, I make her do the homework first thing. That's got to be knocked out before she can do anything fun.
Right.
All right. My wife has been working a lot of hours, so I'm running the show. I pick up at 3. I drop off 2 other kids. We get home. This is supposed to be first thing, homework. Then once you complete your homework, next thing would be put on your bathing suit. Then you can go ahead and play, do whatever you want. She plays Roblox with some of her friends.
Yeah.
They actually go on FaceTime on the iPad, talk to each other.
Got it.
Whatever. But I got to get the homework done and then get her in that bathing suit.
Sure.
Then I'm going to let her do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we get home after dropping off the 2 other kids. There's no homework because it was Parent Appreciation Day. They actually wrote a nice letter to each of the parents to say, thank you for being my mom and dad, that sort of thing. So she's got no homework. I was in the middle of doing something before I had to go pick up Carpool. So to me, that was like green light. Now I can just go do what I want to do. I got to finish this little project.
All right.
She can go play on the iPad because I know that's what she wants. And she has a limited iPad time, although we violate that all the time and extend the time.
Yeah, sure.
Don't want her on the iPad too much.
I still don't understand what the problem is.
It's going to rot the brain.
What's going on?
So we go to swim practice about an hour later. She plays with Dylan for a while. She's on the iPad. I'm not paying attention. Say, are you ready? I don't have my bathing suit. So I run upstairs. I put the bathing suit on the bed.
Yeah.
About 10 minutes later, are you ready to go? We're going to go in 5 minutes. We drive to swim practice, drop her off because that parking lot is a mess. She runs inside. I park the car, start walking inside. My kid's crying. Crying. What did she forget?
Kickboard. Goggles.
Keep going.
Swim cap.
Keep going.
The outer jacket.
Keep going.
The bathing suit.
She showed up to swim practice with no bathing suit.
So, but the other stuff she had, the other stuff she had.
She had everything. She put her sweatpants on.
Yeah.
She put her hoodie sweatshirt on. Mm-hmm. Had everything, but no bathing suit.
Yeah, that's trouble.
And there's a swim meet on Saturday, so it was last practice before. And so, what are you going to do?
Miss. You get to miss.
Told the coach, sorry, my kid showed up with no bathing. I was kind of grasping that they might have like a lost and found bathing suit.
The only
suit
thing you could possibly do is maybe buy one.
Nah, they didn't have
it. You can't put your kid in a lost and found number bathing suit.
Well, not a lost and found, but I mean, if they have like...
That's the worst idea I've ever
sometimes
heard.
Sometimes they'll have like a little pro shop.
Yeah, but is it my fault completely or should my kid who's almost 8 know? She's got her checklist. She should know to have this stuff ready at this point. At what point...
I don't know.
At what age do you pass the responsibility to the kid for having her stuff ready for whatever sport they're going to go to?
I think at 7, she's not, I mean, she shouldn't fully be responsible for having all of her stuff. Like, it's, you kind of have to make sure she's got all of her stuff before you get in the car.
I actually put the fins and the kickboard in the car before we left. Yeah. And I often do that in the jacket. But the bathing suit was never on my mental checklist. To me, that seems like the most basic thing.
I mean, she'd feel like
a no-brainer. And I actually put it on her bed.
But again, remember, she's 7 years old. Like, she's
almost 8.
Okay, but she's seven. Like, your brain keeps growing until you're like 25. Like, she doesn't have a fully formed brain.
Your kids were playing lacrosse, or they were playing field hockey kicks. Yeah. Did you feel it was your responsibility all the time to bring the stick?
But I mean, they're in high school. They're double her age at that point.
Well, they're like, also different. They have a team bag. All their stuff's in a team bag. The bathing suit is kind of a big one, but I could see it. I could see it. Sometimes, the other day, we had a college coach come into our practice, and Kate gets out of the car, and she's 15, and she was like, oh, man, the team changed. We're supposed to wear our blue instead of our black shirts tonight, and I don't have my blue shirt. Well, that wasn't really her fault. They changed while we were driving, but, you know, it happens.
At least she had a shirt.
Well, she got someone to bring another one for her.
My bigger takeaway would be she missed a swim practice. Whoopee-doo.
Yeah. Like, I
mean, she's seven. Unless she's going to be Michael Phelps in the future or a better cop, Katie Ledecky, who cares?
Even Katie Ledecky missed practice.
This one swim practice.
Oh, we're making it up today. Today is a half day at Catholic school, man. They've got so many days off. So pickups at 12:15.
Is it a half day for everybody? Why is it a half day?
I don't know.
My daughter has a volleyball tournament. She has to play. She has a match today at 3 p.m.
I don't know what's going on with school. Like, my kids are, you know, like, long out of high school. So I don't have any sort of...
Yeah, you're
like,
locked
I don't
in.
Know. I know, like, when my wife, like, has a half day. I kind
of
know.
I think my wife's pulling her out of school at, like, 11.
Yeah.
So she has a half day. Maybe not the school.
She has a half day. But why does your school have a half day?
I just toss it into Catholic school. Catholic school constantly has half days or days off.
Right. So I got up this morning and it's raining. Mm. And did I hear it's going to rain until
it's
gonna
midnight?
It's going
to be a soaker till like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they said up to a half inch of rain, which I didn't think sounded like that much. But I guess it
is. That's an all day rain. Yeah.
It's an all day rain.
We need it, man. Clean our cars. Clean off the salt. All over the streets.
If you say so.
We need it. I mean,
the car wash guys right now, they're making bank. Because, you know, it's been like 45 or 50 like the last couple days.
Yeah.
The line at the car wash near my house.
Well, every car looks terrible.
It's wrapped around the service center. I mean, they are just printing dough.
Well, it's good that we have our hours, because if you go around 10:30, 11, it's usually not as horrible. But you go there 4 or 5 o'clock after a snowstorm.
Oh, I wasn't. Be alone. I was just driving by, but I was just observing. I mean,
I have the stupid thing where you pay and you could, in theory, go whenever you want.
Yeah. But
if I drive by in the afternoon, I mean, there's always a million people.
It's chaos.
I'm not standing in line. No. I ain't doing it.
How could you do that?
You got the all you can eat.
Yeah, but I'm not getting my money's worth.
Oh, I went like every day this past week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you go right after work?
Yeah, go right after
and
work.
There's nobody
His
there.
Car almost always is clean.
11 o'clock, I'm there.
Interior clean too, vacuum all
night. I just did the exterior.
I never get out to do the interior. I
didn't feel like getting out.
And my
car.
Interior is butt dirty.
Yeah.
So dirty. Food.
No, you need the whole shebang. You need to do the one where you drive up, you give them the receipt, and then they drive it through, and then you just get it at the end. And they do the interior,
they don't do that
the exterior, the whole,
I know.
The whole
in mine,
thing.
It's up to you to do the interior.
Oh, well, that's nubs.
Never doing
that's
that.
That's nubs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I
the massive car wash.
There's one by mine. I'm sure they have an option where they'll do it. You just got to pay more.
I don't think so. I don't see a crew of guys. I mean, they have literally like 15 vacuums. You know where the Savannahs used to be? The back end of that parking lot is all these vacuums.
I mean, gotcha. The one I go to, it's. I mean, there are like 20 guys manning the car wash because it prints so much money. Yeah. Like, they got four guys before you go in. They got a guy that drives it through. They've got a crew of three or four once it comes out.
No,
towelling
we drive
it down.
Our own through.
I mean, they've got it down to a science.
Yeah, we drive our own through, you know, which is fine. I always notice that the butt end of my car doesn't get clean. You know what I mean? Like, the back.
Yeah.
The very back, like where the hatch
is. The brush misses it.
Well, it doesn't get as clean. Like, the front is silly. But the very, very, very back.
You're going to a number. You're just going to a number. You're not doing a proper job.
It's a Mr. Wash.
I mean, it sounds like a Mr. Half Wash to me.
Like Samosa Clean Car.
We love the guy.
It's 95% clean, the back end. So you know what I do? I wait there a little bit. The wait there at the end, a little bit. When it says green, go.
Yeah.
I wait.
I'd be terrified that all the machinery is going to eat me up in my car. I wouldn't be a big fan.
All right, shouldn't mention, we've got a bunch of guests on the show today. We'll talk movies with Kevin McCarthy. I think the Academy Awards are coming up soon, so we'll talk to him. Brian Keefe, head coach of the Wizards, will join us. Oh, that'll be a fun one.
Another rough one last
night. Couldn't cover 37 last night.
They've got an Eras night at Capital One coming up, and Olaf Kolzig, Ole the Goalie, is going to join us.
Very nice.
And comedian Sam Morril. That's all right here on the Junkies. Keep it here on the...
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. Throughout the show, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters. They're hitting Eagle Bank Arena March 7th. So listen for your chance to win. We'll definitely give away some tickets in this 6 o'clock hour, so stay tuned. I believe we had 3 pair of tickets to give away throughout the show, so stay tuned for your chance to win some tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters.
A lot of the names were being released, obviously, yesterday from the plane crash. It was just devastating. And a lot of locals, obviously. Mm-hmm. 67 people on total, and 60 passengers. And you're hearing the names now. There was a full family from Ashburn. Two girls went to Trailside Middle School, which was right down the street from my house.
Yeah.
They're actually friends of a friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
The Livingston family, the entire family. Dad, mom, 2 daughters. So Peter, Donna, Everly is 11, and Lydia, 14, on the plane.
Oh.
So you got to be thinking about them.
Gut-wrenching, yeah.
And then I guess Drabby got an email yesterday from a listener who said that there was a bunch of guys from Southern Maryland that were on a hunting trip in Kansas. They were all from Charles County, St. Mary's, Calvert County. And there were 10 of them.
Wow.
And 7 of them flew back. 3 of them drove back because they drove all the equipment back, all the guns and whatever else they had out there. And so 7 of them were on the plane. Jonathan Boyd, Steve Johnson, Mikey Stovall, Tommy Claggett, Jesse Pitcher, Charlie McDaniel, Alex Huffman. And the other 3 guys obviously weren't on the plane, so they survived. And so hearts and thoughts go out to everybody, the Livingston family and all those guys, and, of course, everybody else that was on that plane.
I mean, not that they should have it, but those 3 guys are going to have that survivor guilt.
Like, yeah.
Why were we the ones in the car and the other 7 of our buddies perished in the accident? Mm-hmm. It's just,
yeah.
I feel for them.
The local news was doing live shots out at the Ashburn Iceplex.
I saw some of those clips.
Because there was a lot of Loudoun County, former Loudoun County public school students and current.
Right.
You know, it does hit home, like, because everyone thinks about their own kids and stuff. Like, I know we were going to do something, fly somewhere, and Kate would be home, and I know families where they'll fly separately. I think that's it's extreme.
It's extreme. I've done that before. My kids were younger. I don't fly a lot, but you know, when my kids were like 7 and 5 and whatever, like, my wife and I sometimes took separate flights because we didn't want to.
Some people do that,
and it's an extreme.
You
understand.
Don't really need to do it, but it's, man, it's almost, yeah. It's just, the whole thing is just horrific,
horrible. Yeah. We'll get into it a little bit more. A little bit later, wanted to touch on a couple things in the world of sports. So you had the Caps and the Wizards playing last night. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk to the Wizards head coach coming up at 8.
Yeah, we went over.
Which is a tough interview, man.
I mean, honestly.
They're 6-41.
They're 6-41. I'm going to just be brutally honest. He doesn't really care about the media. Brian Keefe, I met him. Nice guy. He doesn't care about the media. What can he say?
Yeah.
They're the worst in the league in defense. They've got them. They're on a historic losing streak. He is in between a rock and a hard place because he wants to be competitive and develop players But, you know, he's got to rack up some dubs. Yeah, get some dubs.
And this is a tough one to take to your next employer and show them this body of work. And it's not all his fault. He knows what he's in for as far as it's a tear down and rebuild.
But he didn't think it was going to be like this.
It's particularly brutal.
I mean, this is historic.
Are they going to win three more games? Because that's the worst record in NBA history, wins.
I think they will.
I mean, I would think nine wins, they can get there.
There are no signals that I'm seeing that show they're going to win three more games.
They have six, and who's next?
Oh, the next worst team?
10 wins, maybe?
Something like that, 10 or 11.
So they have about half.
But this is what I wanted to bring up.
Utah has 10 wins. They're 10 and 36 or 10 and 38, something like that.
So they played the Lakers, all right? LeBron is still getting it done. It's pretty impressive. Finishes with 24 points, 11 assists, and 3 rebounds. His son is on this trip. He got playing time the game before, and he, in some eyes, embarrassed himself.
Yeah.
J.J. Redick, after the game, the head coach, said he shouldn't have played him.
He shouldn't have played him, right?
But what did
LeBron went 0-for-5 in that game.
What did he do that was so awful?
He was just not good.
He missed every shot,
turnovers,
and he got blown by on defense.
But why would you not play him? You can't anticipate that he would do that.
It's what the head coach said.
Yeah.
The next day, so I happened to see a clip that went viral.
Is that what it is?
I happened to see a clip that went viral. Stephen A. Smith on his show, you know, did this emotional segment about LeBron. You got to shut this down.
Right.
Like, he's like, LeBron, you're one of the greatest players of all time, essentially. You know better than this. This is embarrassing. You can't do this to your son. This is embarrassing. So last night, Bronny gets in garbage time because, look, The Lakers were up 42-39 after one at halftime.
No, 42-29.
Yeah, 42-29. Yeah. The halftime score was even worse because they outscored the Wizards 36-16 in the second quarter.
78-45.
So it's 78-45 at the half, EB. There's going to be extended garbage time. So Bronny got 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. All right. He was 1-for-6 from the field. So he did score. He did get to the foul line. I thought this was hilarious. You want to talk about a troll job? Valdez, can you play the clip? This is what happened when Bronny James went to the foul line at Capital One Arena.
This is a nice comeback game for Bronny. It really is. Everywhere we go. We're not kidding. Everywhere we go.
They cheer for him. Not everywhere they cheer the MVP, though.
Oh.
Yeah, wow.
They were chanting MVP, mocking him.
I don't think I could stomach going to Capital One to watch a Wizards game when either the Lakers or the Warriors are in town. Just because it's going to be 90% Lakers or Warriors fans in the building.
Well, maybe
they're going to invade the building. Probably the Celtics, too.
The Celts, yeah.
They called it a nice comeback game for him because he was 1-for-6 from the field.
I mean, look, it's a farce. He's averaging 0.6 points and 0.5 rebounds.
And he only plays games.
What are we doing here? It's a LeBron vanity project.
That's what it is.
He wants to play with his kid.
Of course.
He's the most powerful person in the NBA, so he made it happen. I mean, this is what you get.
Looking at his game log. Oh, my God. I think he's only made 2 baskets all year.
Yeah,
he's 2-for-22.
This is the least surprising run out I've ever seen.
2-for-22 on the season.
I mean, his field goal percentage is 9.
Is anybody surprised?
I feel bad for the kid. Unless he just went to his dad and said, well, he obviously didn't. He said, you know what? I'm going to go to the NBA. He could have said, I want to play more college basketball.
Right.
He didn't. But I feel bad for him because he clearly is not, he could be the worst player in the league.
He's taken 9 3-pointers, hasn't made one.
And he's only there because of one reason.
Right.
He does make his free throws, 5-for-5, but he's taken 22 shots in all of the games that he's played, and he's made 2.
This is one where Bronny has to pull his dad aside behind a closed door and say, look, I'm going to go do something else because this is freaking embarrassing. I'm going to go do Twitch streams or whatever it is, whatever he wants to do with his life. The world's his oyster. He's rich. He's young. He can do a million things.
Well, I've seen LeBron.
But being an NBA player is not one of those things.
I've seen LeBron being interviewed about it, and he goes, yeah, I mean, Bronny doesn't need money. I mean, you know, he has whatever he needs.
Yeah.
He just wants to play.
Hey, and, your boy Koulibaly scored one more point than Browning.
Hey,
and he had one more bucket.
Okay, well, here's a bulletin.
2 for 6.
Here's a bulletin to Bronny, you and everybody else that loves to troll my man Koulibaly.
Yeah.
He's not trolling Koulibaly. He's trolling you.
I'm just pointing out the numbers.
Fine. Koulibaly will be playing NBA basketball a decade from now. Bronny will not be.
Okay.
So
I'm just pointing out the numbers,
I'm very comfortable in my position. Now, I'd like to see a little more from him, but again, I'm going to keep defending him because it's what I do, and he's only 20 years old.
But like Eric said, they're dead last in the league in defense. They're giving up 122 a game. I believe they are dead last in the league in 3-point percentage, or maybe 3-pointers allowed per game. I think it's 14.5 or 15. They've got to be one of the worst shooting teams.
I guess we just have to say to them, like, just focus on the development of those core players. And although I did notice that Bob Carrington didn't even start the other day. Is he, like, been bumped out of the starting lineup? I thought he was starting for a lot of the time.
I think he started for a while, but maybe... I mean,
he
don't
still
know.
Contributed.
Was that when Kuzma was kind of out? Because remember, Kuzma was in and out.
Maybe that's when it was.
Yeah, and now Kuzma's
the
back.
Wizards.
But Kuzma was 3 for 14.
Do you
last
know what
night.
Their shooting percentage was in the game last night?
Yeah, 31.
31%.
Yeah. Well, just get back to Bronny for a second.
That's from all field goals.
Yeah,
22% from 3-point land. Right.
Bronny's for the season is 9%.
Right.
I've never seen a single-digit field goal percentage after multiple games.
Here's the thing about Bronny's.
All right, I've never seen that.
He's 0-for-9 on threes, but the rest means he's missing layups and some gimmies too.
Now, this is one.
It's embarrassing.
This is one where it should reach the top levels of the game. Your guy, Adam Silver, should get together with LeBron and say,
No one's going to say
you're embarrassing your kid.
But look, the Lakers can do whatever they want to do.
Sure.
Yeah,
private organization. They can do whatever they want.
But they're not going to do something that LeBron doesn't want.
Yeah, no one's going to say anything. He's going to get away with it as long as he's in the league. And then when he's gone, Bronny will fade away.
I don't know if this is true or not, but LeBron's point, like a year ago, before he entered the league, when he would say, well, my kid could play with, I don't remember the number, he was like half the guys in the league, is, look, the Wizards got Johnny Davis on the court. We've seen him for 3 years. We know he can't play. And there are other guys
no
out there.
There's no reason to think that Johnny Davis is any better than Bronny.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the end of the bench,
sure
guys.
Sure there is. He shoots 41% from the field. What's Bronny?
He's 100 times better than Bronny.
He runs circles around Bronny. And he stinks. I know he stinks.
I don't know. It's hard for me to hype him up.
He's Wilt Chamberlain compared to Bronny.
It's hard for me to hype him up. But okay, if you say so.
No, it's
not going to fight
I'm not hyping him up. I'm hyping him up compared to Bronny.
Meanwhile, your guy, as Jason pointed out, had one more point than
it's
Bronny.
Fine. Look, he had a rough night. Just like everybody else on the team had a rough night.
So the Wiz play at Minnesota on Saturday.
That's another one where I'm betting my whatever I have left in
big,
my nut.
Big, huge loss.
Just money line on the Timberwolves.
Then they go to Charlotte. Now, they've beaten Charlotte this year, but they've also lost to Charlotte. Seems like they play Charlotte like once a week.
Right.
But it's a road game. They'll probably lose that game. Then they go to Brooklyn. I don't think Brooklyn's horrible.
Brooklyn's not good.
Yeah, but I don't know what their record is, but they've beaten some good teams when I've paid attention.
Brooklyn, they're 15-33.
Okay,
they're no good.
So they're not. All right.
But
they'll probably
got
to get a win against either Brooklyn or Charlotte to break the streak.
I don't think they're going to beat either of those
teams. They're
both
road games. Like, I wouldn't expect them to win. They'll probably
Can you believe we haven't talked to the head coach of the Wizards since before the season started, and we're going to have him on during a 16-game losing streak.
Well, again, that's why I say you have to just talk about, like,
we just got to be honest
Keyshawn.
With them.
Yeah. We just got to talk about the good.
Sars
playing better.
They came out with something. They actually have the most representatives on the Rising Stars game.
I guess that's the thing.
Got three guys in the Rising Stars game.
So the reason I said Brooklyn was decent was because they beat Milwaukee twice, because I saw that they beat Milwaukee at Milwaukee twice.
Yeah.
So I thought, yeah, they might not be that bad, but they've lost like 8 of the last 9. I mean, still don't think the Wiz are going to beat them. And then they come home, and the Wiz are going to play Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland's like 40-9.
That's an L. Yeah.
Then they're going to play, I just had it. They're going to play, Atlanta. My boy Mike Bray will be coming to town. They're not going to beat Atlanta. And then I think they're playing Charlotte again. But they could be 6-50.
I mean, the only losses that are even remotely close during this streak, they lost by 10 at the Suns, and they lost by 6 to the Sixers. Every other game is a complete bloodbath.
Yeah.
Like 30-plus point losses, 25-point losses.
It's going to go down as one of the worst teams in NBA history.
We've witnessed a lot of
one
bad
of the worst five, maybe.
Wizards teams over the years.
A lot of bad teams.
Mm-hmm. They're not even close to this team.
Yeah.
This is by far the worst. By leaps and bounds.
Do you think the next time they win a round in the playoffs, you'll be alive?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say, but I think it might be a different decade. Could be the 30s instead of the 20s.
I mean, I definitely don't see it happening.
Yeah, I guess it could be.
I don't see them winning a round in the playoffs the next
Friday. Hey, don't forget, we're doing a Wizards alt cast a week from tonight.
It's a good sales
job. Hey, Monumental Sports.
Caps played last night, and you know, by the time I got my kid to bed, read a book.
Yeah.
Ramona Quimby, mm-hmm. third grader. I put it on, and they were down at one point by a couple goals, yeah. And I put it on, and it was like Ovi goal, Stromer goal.
Look, they got to overtime at the end of a long
a
road
point.
Trip. They salvaged a point.
Yeah, good.
I mean, great road trip for the Caps.
Well, Ovi scores again.
Ovi's 19 away.
19 away.
You need to grab the...
I need to click it over.
The bobblehead and do the tracker bit.
Yep, 876. There we go.
It'll be interesting because they play Winnipeg tomorrow night. Those are the two best teams in the league.
Right.
Washington and Winnipeg.
Should be a good one at Cap 1.
At Cap 1, yeah.
Hey, right now, 10th caller, we told you we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. 10th caller, you'll win the 4-pack of tickets. That's coming up March 7th at Eagle Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Coming up next, it looks like we have another Deshaun Watson situation in the NFL. So when Deshaun Watson first faced allegations, I think we were all taken aback because when you watched him on TV, he seemed like the perfect guy.
Yeah.
You knew nothing about
ever since college.
Any off-field controversies. Mm-hmm. He seemed like this squeaky clean guy. But we've learned over the years, ain't no squeaky clean.
No, he's quite the opposite of that.
Justin Tucker, the kicker for the Baltimore Ravens, another guy that you'd say, hey, we don't really know anything about him. He kicks field goals. Some say he's the best ever.
Always seemed like a nice guy. Nice,
seems
normal,
like a nice guy.
Normal dude.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, the Baltimore Banner came out with a lengthy article where he's accused of inappropriate sexual behavior towards 6 different massage therapists in the Baltimore area. The therapists, who remained anonymous out of fear of retaliation from Ravens and their fans, say the incidents took place between 2012 and 2016, so they're older allegations. 5 of the 6 massage therapists say Tucker asked them to massage his pelvic region or inner thighs while he was aroused.
Mm-hmm.
2 of the therapists then accuse him of brushing against them.
Yeah.
There's some of the therapists.
A lot of accusations of him, like, getting wrapped in, I guess, the towel or the drape, I think they called it. And then him just wiggling his way out of it to expose himself.
Yeah.
Some of the therapists said that his behavior made them so uncomfortable that they cut the session short or refused to work with him again. None went to law enforcement to file their complaints.
Can I just ask one question? And I have no idea. I assume that the reports are accurate, but to be a devil's advocate, why is it coming out 10 years later?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Just because of the preponderance of people, and then they...
Happens often that allegations come out later. He's denied all of this, but let me add this. I saw this on Larry Brown Sports yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There are multiple tweets dating back to 20, probably because he's banned from every spot in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Here's one from another random guy
Don't
named
say
Jay.
The happy
Careful
word
what
again.
You say, yeah. yeah.
Okay. Fun fact.
New to radio, JP Flay.
Justin Tucker blanks prematurely and is banned from multiple salons in Baltimore.
Hmm. But by the way, we got intel on this 2-3 days ago.
Yeah.
Dravy said somebody said the Baltimore Banner on Monday at noon is going to do a story on Justin Tucker. Yeah, bombshell on Justin Tucker and his massage parlors. And so everybody went home at noon and was checking online to see if it came
didn't come out.
Yeah. So then on Tuesday, you kind of lose a little of your zeal. And then what did it come out yesterday?
I think the guy called on Wednesday and said it was going to happen today, Wednesday at noon.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. And then you guys asked me about it yesterday morning. And
yeah, came out a day later.
I'm like, it didn't come out. This is a fake story.
Lost your steam for it.
Yeah. There's another tweet from 2021. Third guy, totally different guy. Justin Tucker is canceled, but it's not my place to provide the reason. Let's just say he's been told by many massage places to never come back.
Persona non grata.
That could be a different guy, just same guy.
With different three different Twitter handles.
I mean, it's not uncommon. Believe me, I get trolled by the same guy with different Twitter handles all the time.
Okay, it's possible. It's just, to me, this is, look, ultimately, if you had a jury trial, you'd have to decide. There would be evidence on both sides. When you have multiple people saying something, I tend to believe it. Deshaun Watson could say he's innocent. I'm sorry. There aren't going to be 15, 20 people.
Yeah. Here's what I would say if I was a defense.
It's one thing if it's one girl. If there's six of them, I agree with you.
What about this, though? What if I'm a defender? I'm a defense attorney, and I'm going to go with the defense of he's just a premature person. He just has a problem.
Man, I think that's a flimsy
defense.
Because
as far as I could tell, and I only glanced at the story because it is disgusting and I don't want to read about it, believe it or not.
Oh, I read every letter.
No, yeah, I glanced. You did, didn't you? I glanced it. But what I looked,
salacious.
What I saw, I didn't see anybody where he said, hey, will you do this for me? Like, everything was insinuated by his body movements.
Sure.
But he never verbally said, from what I saw. Now, I'm sure
I don't know that Deshaun did that either. I don't know that they said, can you give me...
Can you help me out here?
A Sirhoff.
Well, you just said, can you help me out?
I mean, it sounded like from the reporting that he would...
He wiggled his way around.
He would brush his unit against the woman's arm and make the woman uncomfortable. Like,
right. That's wrong.
Certainly something.
That's wrong. If he did that, that's wrong. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, as a defense attorney, hey, listen... I'll be honest with you. He's had a problem with
a PE guy.
He's a PE guy.
Yeah. I just think that would get laughed out of court.
There are guys that are like that.
Sure. Yeah, but I think that's fine. The problem is that there's contact here, and he's telling them to rub certain areas by it. And then he's kind of like moving around.
When you give your PE defense, I would counter by saying, well, then why did he keep going to massages if he has
he was trying to get tougher.
He was trying to overcome
but
it.
They also said that he was exposing himself.
Right.
So
by wiggling his way.
So that he was obviously taking the towel or whatever, the sheet off so they could see.
He's like Houdini.
I'm not saying it would be a great defense. I'm just trying to come up with alternative
look, there's
theories.
A pattern of behavior here, and I don't know that he has said that this is incorrect. It's reported that two of the spas did, in fact, ban him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who gets banned from a massage parlor?
I'll tell you who. Perverts.
Right. Exactly.
Who gets banned from massage parlors, I would think.
EB.
Well, I'm also wondering.
Occam's razor. The simplest answer is usually the answer.
If one of the massage or multiple of those parlors, invited him back. So if he went back to the same one multiple times after doing this, I don't know why they would allow that.
Right.
Well, supposedly one of the girls said, I think I can handle him. Because one of the girls refused to work with him. Another girl said, I think I can handle it.
That was part of Justin Tucker and his lawyer's defense.
Why did they let me keep coming back?
No. He has emails from the massage parlor that was apparently banned him, like offering him, like, hey, we miss your services. Come back. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that doesn't make sense.
You also don't know. There might be some women that played along with it.
I'm reserving judgment.
Hey, if there's four massage therapists, let's just say we're all massage therapists, two of them might be like, this is a show. Get the F out of here. You're committing assault. Right? But another one might say, extra $100 or whatever it is.
Can you just be a normal person? Like when I massage Valdez's shoulders,
it's
okay?
So creepy.
He's just normal. He doesn't wiggle his way so his pants fall down.
That's what you
kind of groans a little bit though.
Yeah, I mean because I'm providing him a
service. Have you ever asked him to massage your abs?
I I will.
Never. We keep it, like shoulders and up.
My abs don't bother
me. We keep it very professional.
If my butt bothered me, I think there's a 50% chance Cakes would massage it.
If I did, I would keep it professional.
This should be easy to prove, by the way. Mm-hmm. I know some of the places are out of business, but if he's banned, shouldn't there be some sort of record of him being banned?
Well, even if the place is extinct, they should have some sort of
an email. Yeah,
yeah, an email, a phone record. Shouldn't they have appointment records at these places?
I don't know, man. I've seen a million. I've actually gotten a massage at Massage Envy because my wife, when she was doing her physical competitions, became a member. But I've never gone to any of those like shape. There's a place right next to Subway
JP,
where I go.
These places aren't. These are high end places. Yeah. They have records.
Are you like, sure that they're all high end places?
Yes. Yes. It's a high end chain in Baltimore.
All of these places are high end places.
Right. They're not places.
I'm not familiar with the industry, so I don't know.
Well, no. It says it in the. It says it in the thing. And then also like before, I guess teams hired masseuses. Like players used to go to this place all the time. Not just Justin Tucker.
Right.
But,
yeah, no, I don't doubt it. You probably said, where are you guys going?
So your instincts to believe Tucker's side of it, Valdez, because you're a Ravens fan?
No.
Or do you think he's a creep?
No, I don't like the fact that you're guilty until proven innocent now, but, I mean, when there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when there's multiple accusers, that's the only thing. I tend to believe it, but you can never prove it unless there's a camera.
I'll never forget having that argument, JP, and you thought the Duke lacrosse guys were 99% guilty because prosecutors never bring a case unless it's, you know, and they were 100% innocent.
That was a shady prosecutor.
They were 100% innocent. So I'm reserving judgment here, but it doesn't look good.
But you didn't reserve judgment for Harvey Weinstein. You didn't reserve judgment for others.
I don't know if I did or not. I'll say this. In this particular case, it doesn't look good. And even if he's innocent, he's slandered forever unless you can get all six people to say, I was paid to lie.
His career is already over.
It's basically over. They're not
going to bring him back.
They have a zero tolerance policy.
They're not going to bring him back.
How could they bring him back? And now it tarnishes everything, and maybe deservedly so.
Although, look at what happened with McManus.
I know, but this is completely different from McManus because
there's one incident.
It was one,
but it was multiple accusers.
But the trigger word here is massage. Right. Like you're automatically lumped in with Deshaun Watson,
company you want to be with.
Yeah, based off of the word massage.
I get it, but I'm saying McManus is back in the league after being accused of something similar.
What about that Hunter Ariza or whatever? Yeah. Is he back in the league?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't he kicking for the Chiefs?
But it still lingers with you.
Yeah, he's in the Super Bowl.
You're still tainted with the allegation.
And look, Deshaun Watson is back in the league. So I don't know if his career is over. His career might be over with the Ravens.
Because it coincides with the downfall.
Well, there might be a desperate team out there that needs a kicker. And
you wondered why is this coming out now?
Because the years are 2012 to 2016, yes. I think.
The writer of the story for the banner said he received an anonymous tip. And then he started looking into it, started investigating.
What is the Baltimore
They
Banner?
Say, what do you mean, what I is think that? It's kind of like the city paper used to be here in D.C. Uh-huh. At least that's my interpretation.
It's an online paper?
It's not the Sun.
Yeah, I would assume it's online.
I mean, I literally never heard of
it. So,
but
this, look, you can believe what you want to believe, but I think this is important.
I believe
According
nothing.
To the story, most of the six women who shared firsthand accounts said they had not known each other before being contacted by the banner. Yet, they gave strikingly similar accounts of Tucker's behavior. The women asked to be identified by a letter to protect their privacy, fearing retaliation from the Ravens organization or fans. So,
but when did the tip come out? It's,
like, if they all worked at the same place and they all knew each other, then I start to have more doubt. Like, okay, maybe they just, it's a money
right,
grab. They're all in it together.
Against them, yeah.
But at least the way that it's presented in this story, here's a writer, gets a tip, and I read some of the tweets that were out there in the public discourse 3 years ago, gets a tip, starts investigating, goes to random places, and finds out there are women who say the same type of thing about Justin Tucker.
Listen, it doesn't look good, but I'm reserving judgment.
Is he married?
It doesn't look good. Yes.
He is married. Okay.
Yes, married is, I think, his college sweetheart.
College sweetheart.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the places was called.
That was his rookie year. The first accusations.
Yeah. Yes.
One of the places was called Oja's or OHA's in Pikesville. Their slogan, the staff wore this t-shirt, purple and black, we've got your back.
So kind of makes me chuckle.
So they were like a Ravens massage place? Is that...
The team went there, like more than like players before they hired like an in-house person.
Mm-hmm. Before that was a bunch of wives asking questions now.
If I'm the teams now, I'm telling my players, no more massage parlors. We're going to hire masseuses. They're going to be in. They're in the
that
facility.
Doesn't matter.
In the facility.
Far from
yeah, of course. Of course. But Cakes, this is in 2012 before know, like teams have like issued
sure.
where you get treatment in-house and everything.
Right.
Probably when you had to pay for your own treatment.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what happens.
It's too bad.
Next few weeks.
I know. When Drab was doubting himself yesterday when it didn't come out, and he's like, "I'm sure a guy who's in the church and all this," and he's like, "We're smoking fire. You never know."
Yeah, it's all a show sometimes.
I didn't say it wasn't possible. I was just doubting a random listener.
No, I know. But I think
and
your
knowing
fault
what
was,
we
I'm
knew
sure.
about Justin yeah. Tucker before yesterday,
right?
Didn't
right,
seem
right.
likely.
But again, when the story came out about Deshaun, I'm thinking, these girls.
Deshaun had a great reputation before this, believe it yeah. or not.
Well, that's what I said to preface the conversation.
Then he starts settling lawsuits, and just it's over.
I'd like to see this go through like a civil lawsuit or something, so you can have proper justice. We can figure this out if this really happened.
Some vetting.
I mean, yeah, but you got other massage therapists saying nothing ever happened. He was completely professional. So if somebody needs,
yeah, what do you say to that?
The Nubs second paper in Baltimore needs to.
What do you say to that? When I say to that, you can weigh it, but you can do something good 10 times and do something bad one time doesn't mean that you didn't do something bad.
Huh. Certainly, but it's not.
It doesn't look good.
It's not like you did it every time. I don't know. It's weird. You would think you would do it all the time, I guess.
Well, because
I don't know.
Sometimes
maybe
he might.
Maybe you just feel it out and go, yeah. She doesn't seem like she would be down.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, you can always do that at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.